Blocking a Riot. Written by Spuffy Duds. Read by Bessie Boo. Maria's a little surprised when Jeffrey plops down in the seat next to her after rehearsal. Usually she has the theater to herself for a while. It's nice, quiet. There's something so peaceful about an empty theater. She can write up her rehearsal report. Well, reports. The public one, and then the one that's just venting. "Why," he says, "did I think directing light comedy would be simple?" She shrugs, since it's clearly a rhetorical question. It's theater. Theater doesn't do simple. "Don't drink the water. Funny, silly, no angst to eat the actor's brains," he says. "Or mine!" And then I find myself in the oxymoronic position of blocking a scene which is literally described in the script as bedlam. So creating rigidly defined areas of doubt and uncertainty? "I worked a production of Endgame once," Maria says, giving up on finishing her notes before she goes home. "I thought, this is going to be the simplest thing ever, right? Two people in trash cans. And then the director decided that clearly they needed to be trying to have sex with each other the whole time. Like, through the trash cans." She clunks her head against the back of the seat and rolls her eyes at the memory. "To illustrate the impossibility of real human contact." "Ah, yes, because Beckett wasn't getting that across otherwise," Jeffrey says. "Wasn't that a bit clangy?" "Early rehearsals, you couldn't hear half their lines over the clanging. Plus, they kept falling over and rolling off stage into the front row." Jeffrey curls up to put his feet on the seat back in front of him, giggling. "If I could work up a set of cues for simulated trash can fucking while keeping the cans quiet and without killing the front row patrons, you can block a riot," she says, "because reassuring the director is high on the list of the stage manager's necessary but unmentioned jobs." "You are," he says, "very oddly cheering. Why do you do 2 rehearsal reports?" She panics, quietly. If there's one thing she has plenty of job experience with, it's panicking quietly. She's really quite startled, though. She thought she was being pretty subtle. Not like she's using 2 notebooks or anything, just flipping quietly to the back of the notebook to put down her personal notes. She says. "Well, one of them is official." "And the other one?" "Shit, there's really no way out of this. It's for venting." He leans over and flips to the back of her notebook. "Hey," she says, uselessly. He's already running a finger down her notes. "Axel could not hit his fucking marks with a fucking hammer," he reads. Harsh, but accurate. "Watered down in the official version?" "Yeah," she says, but doesn't relax because the next note is... "Ellen," his brow furrows. "Deeves?" Present tense of to diva. She doesn't think he's going to fire her? She was a founding member of the revived Theatre Sans Argent. But it's still a relief when he snorts and says, "Inarguable." "I can not do the second set of notes if that's gonna bug you." "Far be it from me to deny anyone the chance to vent," he says, standing, and tips his head toward the door. "Pub?" "Sure," she says. "I am definitely using Deeves at some point." "Don't reveal your source," she says, and follows him out the door. The end. This was written and read specially for Marianis for Informal Twitter Podfic Exchange 2014. I hope you like it, Mel. Stage manager bro solidarity forever.